talk about, you know, guys leaving and spots opening up and more about you have to earn your time, but it's really hard to guarantee someone here, you're going to run a power play. Now, you could tell them, you know, we're looking for someone to come into that position, and we think you will have a good chance or will be given an opportunity to earn that position. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about that, but not directly, hey, this is going to be your spot, you know. But like I said, we can refer, well, we have an opening, and we can see you in a situation like this. So because you never know how things turn out. So you want to be upfront and honest, and, you know, you want players to have to earn those spots.
What about our penalty kill this year, Coach? We seem to be getting more and more team speed as these years go along here. Do you ever turn to our penalty kill and look at it as not just trying to keep the puck out of our net, but more and more looking for the offensive side of things?
Now, let me talk about speed first, Dirk. I'm glad you brought that up. And you know I watch a lot of hockey. Mm-hmm. So you had to be excited last week, right? Last Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
You know what last Wednesday was?
It was the middle of the week.
Yeah, it was the opening
hockey night,
NHL.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think all 30 teams are in action on Saturday. It seemed like it anyway. But, you know, it's great. You can go home and watch three games in the one night on Saturday. So I got home on Saturday from the inter-squad game, and, boy, you got Edmonton and Vancouver on. Great game. Anyway, listening to Mike Babcock, though, the one thing he talked about from the Detroit Red Wings was speed. How he wanted to increase his team speed from last year. He didn't like his speed.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, miracles on.
I was watching.
Miracles on. And obviously they talked about, you know, in the movie, it's the miracle, the 1980 Olympic team that won the gold medal in Lake Placid. Herb Brooks, speed, skating.
Conditioning.
Speed.
Yeah.
Conditioning, but the speed and the skating, you need it. The way the game is going, you have to be able to skate for the most part. It makes it so easier, whether you're forechecking or backchecking or going back for a breakout or just puck pressure, putting pressure on the puck. I mean, if you have a good skating team, it really enables you to do a lot of things. So anyway, speed. So we're continually trying to add that, and the players we have, we're continually trying to get them faster. And Tyler Shalasta obviously has done a great job with that. I've seen Malcolm Gould, much better skater this year. Tyler Hainan, a much better skater. Brett Baltus, much better skater. Patrick Anderson, you can go down the list. So, but that all helps to our penalty killing, not only the speed but the quickness. So we can force people up the ice, put pressure on the puck, even though we're shorthanded when we dump it down into the opposition's team zone. And even in the zone, if you have that quickness, you can get on loose pucks. When the opposition fumbles pucks, you can get there quicker. But we're trying to be a much more aggressive team than we were last year on the PK. Now, we play in some rinks with Olympic rinks, too, so that quickness and that speed helps. You have to be a little more careful, but still, we don't have enough of it yet, and we have to continue to recruit more of that and become a quicker, faster team.
Well, since you brought up Miracle, Herb Brooks always talked about taking the hybrid, making a hybrid of the North American way of hockey and the European way of hockey. And do you think that we are in the age now where it is it's a melting pot of a world of hockey?
Right. And that's the beauty of it. You have players from everywhere. And what you're always trying to do is steal ideas or borrow ideas, should I say. So, you know, and it goes in cycles a little bit. I mean, yeah, Swedish hockey, puck control for a long time, they're really good. So you start to take some of the things that they're doing, and then all of a sudden they're concerned because they don't think they're gritty enough or tough enough. So they want to try to put some of the Canadian U.S. Systems and style of play over in Europe. So it's interesting. We think they've got all the right things, and they think we've got all the right things. And what you find is you find that. So you get a lot of different players. And I know our younger kids and our USA Hockey is trying to change some things with the lower levels to work on more skill development than actually the games. And I think over there they don't play a lot of games. It's really all skill development up until a certain age and body checking that. So it's interesting. It's really interesting. And even when you watch that Miracle movie last night, you know, Brooks was talking about how the NHL is not going to change your style. They're going to play a certain way, but we're going to change it. We're going to go after them. We're going to be aggressive, you know, and I think that was one of the things that really helped them win is the Russians are so used to more of a puck control game that the other teams are playing, so it gave them time to set up. But those young college kids, they went right after them. So yeah, it was fun. It's fun. Fun. Here I am, you know, I get a free night and think I'm watching something else. Oh, boy. And I've seen that I don't know how many times, but I still enjoy the movie.
Yeah, we still watch it, too. So do you think the Husky game right now and the game of college hockey in general is a hybrid of the old North American and the European style?
Well, a little bit. You know, we're up more a puck pursuit team, you know, and that's one of the things that we didn't see in the inter-squad game. We the closest man, or we weren't as aggressive on the puck as we wanted to be, and that could be tired and some other things. But anyway, but no question, we have to pursue the puck, and then we get it. We want to transition quick, and I think you're seeing a lot of that in hockey now. You know, there is some puck control. I mean, the NHL plays 82 games in a short period of time, so there's nights where, you know, you'll see bursts of the speed. You know, if you're playing three games in four nights, you know, you're not going to have your best legs. So there's times where they have to, you know, hold back a little bit, and then you see the bursts of speed, not just overall. Like college hockey to me is you know, it's all out. You know, it's very busy. We call it busy hockey because it's so aggressive, and, you know, we only play two games a week, so there's a lot of energy there. But, I see our game being a little bit of everything. You're always trying to pick ideas. You know, when I went to Pittsburgh's camp, I liked some of the things the Penguins were doing and how they were you know, teaching it to their team. And then the Wild camp, and obviously the Red Wings, you know, I've talked to Mike Babcock quite a bit about different things they do. So you're always trying to, you know, teams you like and how the style of play that have success, you're always trying to take pieces from them. Now, it'd be nice to take Sidney Crosby and Pavel Datsyuk too, but you have to understand what your team is and what you're trying to do, and that's where the recruiting becomes so important. What are you trying to do with your team? How do you want to build it? What's your style of play?
What do you think of the Wings out of the gates here, Coach, so
good,
far?
Good. You know, they got the young guys have sort of slowly been blend in with some of the savvy veterans, and, you know, I like those guys, like the young guys. You know, Nyquist, if you saw that shot he took the other day, a little fake, takes a step, top shelf. You know, Tartar, Luke Glenn Denning had a heck of a game. Had Luke at Michigan, was a walk-on.
And what a great story, hey?
Well, here's a kid that played high school hockey in East Grand Rapids. Yeah. Did not obviously get any sniffs even to play junior hockey, and was going to go to Hillsdale and play football. His brother was a really good running back. I'm sure Coach Curley and the football guys would remember that name, Glenn Denning. And so Luke was going to follow his brother and go play football at Hillsdale. But, you know, someone said, well, why don't you play prep school hockey out east 1 year as a PG, which is postgraduate. So he went out there, and we saw him, and you know, we said, hey, if you want to play hockey, we got a spot for you. We like the energy you play with and whatnot, but you might never play. I mean, just so you know that, you're going to, you know, we'll give you a spot on the team. And sure enough, he worked his way into the lineup. He couldn't take him out, became captain, never drafted, signed with Detroit, and here he is in the National Hockey League and had a great goal and should have had one shorthanded the other night. So you never know, Dirk. There's like we always talk about, I can measure how tall you are and I can measure how much you weigh, but it's hard for me to measure your spirit and your heart and desire and want and will and determination and all those things that are the intangibles that you can't really tell. So, and that's so important in any athlete.
Well, Coach is going to answer your questions when he comes back right after the break here on the Mel Pearson Show. You still have time to get yours in, but better do it quick. DJ at themix93.com. Questions answered right after this on the Mel Pearson Show.
Prices are falling from the sky at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. All 7-Up and Coke 2 liters are 4 for $5. Pepsi products, 12 packs of cans, 2 for $8. All Mountain Dew 20 ounces are 2 for $2.22. All 12 packs of canned beer, price to move. Check out the staggering low prices in the frozen food section, including pizzas and Chinese food. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for $5. All sales do not include tax and deposit. Bucko's Party Store, Calumet. Don't forget to get your deer feed and hunting licenses at Bucko's. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub is celebrating downtown Houghton all month with a unique menu from the past. Some of the items include the pig pie pizza loaded with four types of meat, onion and cheddar cheese, the steak tartare, raw steak ground and mixed with a special sauce and spread on garlic bread, a past favorite, the gaggle of grease, a combo platter loaded with battered fried clam strips, calamari, mushrooms, zucchini, and pickles, and for the mushroom lover, the mushroom pate. Celebrate historic downtown Houghton all month long at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Coach's Corner Coffee Shop in the Michigan Tech S